This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the 21st century India is working towards the goal of becoming a developed nation. Addressing a community event in Melbourne today, Mr. Modi said, "Today's India believes in aspiring higher and achieving more." Describing his current visit to Australia as a hat-trick in 12 years, he said it reflects the growing strength of India-Australia ties.
मैं जब साल 2014 में ऑस्ट्रेलिया आया था तो 28 साल के बाद भारत का कोई पीएम यहां पहुंचा था। तब मैंने कहा था कि अब आपको 28 साल इंतजार नहीं करना पड़ेगा। पिछले 12 वर्षों में मैं तीसरी बार यहां आया हूं, यानी इस बार हैट्रिक लगी है। ये दिखाता है कि भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया के रिश्ते किस ऊंचाई पर है।
We now take you live to the Prime Minister Modi's address.
आप ऑस्ट्रेलिया के दोस्तों को भी, आपके स्कूल में पढ़ने वाले साथियों को, कॉलेज में पढ़ने वाले साथियों को, उनको भी इस कंपटीशन में जरूर जोड़े करेंगे भूल गए करेंगे साथियों, आप सभी ने भारत ऑस्ट्रेलिया के रिश्तों को मजबूत बनाने में बहुत मेहनत की है, बहुत योगदान दिया है, लेकिन आपका काम यहां खत्म नहीं हुआ है, बल्कि यहां से आपकी जिम्मेदारियां और बढ़ गई है। अब भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया की पार्टनरशिप का एक अलग ही फेज शुरू हो रहा है, इसलिए आप ऐसे ही भारत ऑस्ट्रेलिया संबंधों को अपने जोश से भरते रहिए, चौके छक्के मारते रहिए।
Speaking on the occasion, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the enthusiasm at the event reflected the strength of the Australia-India partnership and the growing warmth in bilateral relations. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi and his Australian counterpart participated in the third Australia-India Annual Leaders Summit in Melbourne, during which they held delegation-level talks aimed at strengthening bilateral ties. To secure peace and stability across the Indo-Pacific, the two leaders signed a landmark joint declaration on defence and security cooperation, institutionalised an annual defence ministers' dialogue, and launched a unified maritime security collaboration roadmap. In a joint press statement after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said, India and Australia have taken a major step forward in the field of nuclear energy by signing a significant agreement that will enable the supply of uranium from Australia to India. He said strategic technology and resource security also reached new heights with the operationalization of the Australia-India partnership on cyber critical technologies and supply chains and a dedicated critical minerals corridor. The government has waived basic customs duty on goods used in manufacturing of display assemblies, lithium ion cell and inductor coil module, with an aim to promote domestic production of electronic devices like smartphones, laptops, wearables and smart TVs. The exemption is in line with the government's efforts to promote domestic electronics manufacturing under the PLI scheme. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended with modest gains of over 0.3% today. The Sensex rose 238 points to close at 76,742. The southwest monsoon has covered the entire country today by further advancing into the remaining parts of Rajasthan, Haryana, Punjab and the North Arabian Sea. Incessant rain since last night in several areas of Delhi and adjoining areas has affected normal life. The rain has caused waterlogging in various places, due to which traffic movement was severely affected. The Delhi government has said that the teams of the Delhi Jal Board, Public Works Department and the Municipal Corporation are on the ground to deal with the waterlogging situation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.